You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking.
Good morning to all of you out there in the nation this morning. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2017. It's been a bit of time. It's been a little while since I've been on here making a podcast and talking to you guys and having some good conversations. But I've been doing a lot of great things. I've been working hard. I've been spending a lot of family time and just making sure that I've got my mind set right in the right place before I hop on here to do another one of these little recordings that I have here on this podcast. But first of all, I wanted to say thanks to everybody that's been reaching out to ask where I've been and if I'm okay. It's always appreciative. I know that a lot of times we don't realize how many people rely on or do their regular daily lives and do their things with us being incorporated in there in some way, fashion, or form. So I appreciate every one of you and all the support that you guys give all the time where I see on Connect, on the Connect platform or on the No Finish Line Nation Facebook page, where I see people will share our links, share the links to my podcast or share links to the WordPress or the blog or anything like that. So the continued support, the referrals, the passing on, all the different things that you guys do every day, I really appreciate every single one of them because it's something that I sometimes don't realize as much of how many people rely on it. And I know for me, I started this whole entire thing just to be able to get my mindset and get my mind right at times. And I think that it really does help out a lot, but it ended up being that it was really starting to get other people's minds right. And there's a level of accountability that comes with that, that sometimes it does take a lot to be able to record this, work full-time, be a full-time dad, and do all the things that I need to do. But it's worth it. It's well worth the investment. So here I am today on this October 23rd, 2017, and I am going to make it the best one that I've ever had and ever will have, okay? So the coffee talk today that I posted on, or that I am posting on the Connect platform and on No Finish Line Nation and through the blog is all about perspective and then also about how we live our lives in comparison to others. You know, I was, this weekend was a great weekend because it was, knock on wood, was a injury-free day for my son, who is 12 years old and plays football. And so he had his last game this weekend, which they won, but he was over there and we knew that it was going to be the last game of the season. And, to mom and dad's relief, we were pretty excited about the fact that it was the last day because every time he hits the field, we're always worried about injury, always worried about all that stuff. So we're always kind of in panic mode a little bit, but had a great game. The team pulled together and it was a really good bonding experience for everybody. So as we were heading back, I had a conversation with him and we're talking about all kinds of things, right? So he's got a wide range of emotions going on. He likes football, but then he also knows how dangerous it is and knows how he feels hurt a lot of times after he gets done with the games, et cetera, et cetera. So we then got to talking about, now first of all, I want to kick it off by saying, if you've ever had a conversation with a 12 to a 13-year-old in today's society where they are subject to Google and Siri and YouTube and all of the social media platforms that are out there, and they learn so fast, so quick, that I know when I was 12 or 13 years old, I knew nothing compared to what these kids know now. And I will tell you, anytime I want to find out about things or think about how to be able to communicate better or feel that I need to be able to dig in on the social media experiment that we live in every single day or even just in regular communication gaps that we have out there, go talk to a 12 or 13-year-old. They're going to teach you so much stuff that you have no idea what and how to be able to deliver on certain things because the way that they think about things and the pace that they have to think about it is just, it's crazy the amount of stuff that these kids have to go through every single day. So with that being said, we're having a conversation and we're talking about how he has some kids at school that like him and some kids at school that don't like him. Now my kids, Gavin is a very outgoing, very his personality is aggressive at times because some people, you know, he's dancing all the time and he's always in people's faces and he's making jokes and he's the class clown and he's a really funny kid. And so as he's going through and navigating through that, there's a group of kids that really love that aspect and they think that he's great and they find him to be genuinely funny. And they're not laughing at him to make fun of him, but they're laughing at him because they love being around him and they love his personality. And then he has another group of kids that don't necessarily care for him very much, right? And so they either avoid him or they, you know, will let him know and they'll bully him around and then they start talking trash behind them and all this different stuff, which has been happening for years and years and years in school. And it happens in society. We see it on national TV all the way down to just regular life, right? So my son, what he was telling me is that he was always concerned. There was this one kid that was you know, in school that didn't like one of the things that he did. So the kid went to all of his friends, went to all these other kids, started talking trash behind his back, saying to him, you know, I don't like him, or, you know, he's too over aggressive or whatever he was saying, right? And so what's funny is I watched my son's reaction to that. Now, normally my son is like, I don't really care, whatever. But because it was a kid that he cared about what that kid thought about him, he was super aggressive and wanting to win this kid over. Now, this kid wanted nothing to do with my son, nothing to do with him. But my son tried and he wanted to he was so focused and so laser-like focused on what this person thought that it was interesting because I said to myself, man, you know, why do you care about what other people think about you? Or why are you comparing yourself to other people? The reason I say that is because he started to change a little bit of the ways that he did things because this other kid was, you know, expecting his friends to be a certain way. So Gavin started to change the way that he is and has changed his personality. And so the conversation led to me basically saying to him, be true to yourself, be who you are, and don't compare yourself to others. Because you are going to have groups of people that don't like you and that do like you. You're also going to have groups of people that are very successful at what they're doing and people that aren't. But the people that are very successful, stop comparing yourself to them. Because some people are, one, naturally gifted. Some people are, two, it just happens. Or they're socially or economically in a better place than other kids are. Or whatever else. All these different reasonings of why that they might be quicker to be at that successful range than what you might be. But my point is don't ever sell yourself short and be true to who you are. Hone in on the fact that you are awesome, right? You are great at what you're doing. You should be very proud of the fact that you are in the zone and what you're doing. And you are a outgoing, bubbly personality, a kid who likes to dance, likes to have fun, and likes to shake it whenever music comes on, right? Or whatever. You know, that's one of his things that he loves to do is dance, and he's a very good one, right? On the football field, he was doing it on the sidelines in his uniform, and so the parents are up in the stands laughing, and they're like, oh my goodness, look at him, he's got great moves or whatever. So this is his type of personality. So then I got to thinking after I got done with that conversation, and last night when I was watching my New England Patriots beat up on the Falcons last night, I was thinking about what my coffee talk was going to be about today, and I was thinking about reflection. And then I thought to myself, how many of us do the exact same thing that my son did? My son's 12 or 13 years old, and we think of it maybe as a childish thing that he does or that he did, but how many of us actually do it as adults? How many of you done it through the Connect platform or through No Finish Line Nation or anywhere? You look at before and afters and you see somebody out there that has been very successful, that has lost over 100 pounds or is losing at a fast rate. And you're like, well, you know, okay, I know that the intent necessarily isn't that I'm going to let a scale run my life or tell me what to do or how to act. But when you see them and you see the quick weight loss that they've had, not necessarily quick, but quicker than you maybe. Maybe you're turtling. Maybe you're somebody that's going a little bit slower. Maybe you're going with the recommended weight of 1 pound per week. And you're going, man, you know, it's been 2 months and I've lost like 8 pounds or 7 pounds. This is crazy. You know, and then I see this other person over here that lost 15. Not really realizing that they might have had 500 to lose at first and they're going to lose at a faster rate. Or maybe it's just that their bodies are wired differently and their metabolisms are differently. But again, why are we comparing ourselves to those other people? My son did it at 12 or 13 years old, and we're doing it at 40 and 50 years old. Why are we doing that? What's the reason that we are comparing to other people? Is it a society thing? Is it something that we sit back and go, as we're growing up and we're looking at the TV or looking at the models on the runways or looking at your male models on the cologne commercials or whatever else? And is that what we're comparing ourselves after? Just because they look good and as per what society tells us that they need to be? Or is it just human nature? And is human nature the alpha male? Are we the alpha female? Are we the people that want to be to beat the person next to you? Is it competitive or whatever it is? I don't have an answer to any of those. All I know is that I need to focus on what I do. I need to focus on me. I can't compare myself to others. You know, it's easy. It's funny because on the social media platform, Connect, on the Weight Watchers platform that I'm a part of, and remember, a lot of you aren't even on Weight Watchers. You're doing other types of things. You're, you know, trying to lose weight. You're trying to, you know, build muscle, whatever it is. But I want to share my story because here I am on the social media platform on Connect. And I'm on there and I'm writing my coffee talks. This is where it all started. The coffee talks all started there. And I was just kind of jotting some notes down and I was kind of putting things together. And so I gained a following, right? And so, and here's the interesting part of it. I started to compare myself. So then there was some other people that were high-end users and that were high posters on there. And, you know, I'd just go in and I'd post in my morning and I'd put a workout one in the afternoon or what I was eating that day or whatever. And, you know, I think it was like 40,000 followers on that Connect platform. And I was like, wow, this is crazy to me, right? And then I look comparatively to other people that have 100,000 or 130,000. Or 90,000 people that are all followed and lumped into people that post pictures of, you know, anything, right? Just food, or they go for a walk or whatever. And so I started to compare myself to them, and I can't do that because I can't sell myself short on the great things that I do. If I compare myself to others, it's a thief of my joy. And I've read that many, many times where people have posted that the comparison is the thief of joy. So for me, I can't compare myself to others. Why am I doing that? Why do I care what anybody else thinks and what I think about what their journey is? And then it just gets me frustrated because they're going faster at a faster pace and a quicker pace. Or maybe their body looks so much different than mine. You know, here I am 100 pounds down and I've continued to maintain it for the past year and I'd want to lose more, but I can't lose more. I'm just kind of hovering and moving through. But I see other people that continue to lose and continue to focus down on towards their goal. And I know it's possible for me to do so too, but the mind starts playing games again and say, oh man, you know, look at them. They're doing it. Stop comparing yourself. You got to stop. So this is something that I'm telling myself to do, but it's also something that I can tell all of you that you need to put some work into. Because I've read so many posts, so many things where people will be like, oh, great job, or oh, congratulations, I'm still working on mine, or, you know, I'm so frustrated because I haven't hit where I wanted to, or I haven't gotten to where I wanted to. And is it because you just want to get there, or because others are being successful and you're not at that moment in time in your mind, which you probably are being successful, but you're just thinking that you're not being successful because you, again, are comparing yourself to others? We have to stop. I sat there and talked to my son about this, and we had a long conversation about it. Now, whether it sinks into a 12-year-old kid, I don't know. Who knows? But, and you know, as hormones start running and he gets older and he's moving into his teenage years and things going crazy and girls are in the picture and all kinds of, you know, weird stuff's going on in his head and all kinds of emotions, we'll navigate that when we get there. But for right now, at least at this moment, right now, at this time, I think it's relevant to know that if you compare yourself to others or you try to change who you are to fit in a mold of what you think is going to make you feel better, then you're only going to falter and fail. But if you were true to your authentic self and you are yourself and you do what you do and you are successful in that venture, why not continue to focus on that piece of it? Because in the long run, you're going to attract people that like you for who you are and then like your genuine personality or like your authentic self. And those are the people you want in your corner. Those are the people you want in your tribe, not the people that you think need to be the popular ones for you to get there, but more so because these are the people that are going to lift you up when you need it. They're also the people that are going to know you from inside and out. And it's not a surface level thing where they're just going to kind of stand off and go, all right, whatever, maybe he adds value to our popularity piece. but more, I care about this person. So you're building your tribe of genuine, authentic people just like you are. You're being true to who you are, and you need to stop comparing yourself to others. It is only going to be something that's going to help you in success moving forward. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.